Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of cricks, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Welcome to the very special episode of DWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts, on this, the Horrorphilia Podcast Network. Joe, happy 222. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Tom, pretty good. I just got a call from DWN Productions on Skype. That was odd. I hope this is coming through without any feedback or anything.
Me too.
Yeah, that could present an issue that I hadn't thought about.
Do you have your computer open as well?
Skype is closed.
Okay. I just hope it's recording. I think it should be.
Yeah, Skype is closed.
All right, Joe. So how do you want to do this? Slow and steady or quick and painless?
I don't fucking give a shit. What did you watch, Tom? Did you watch anything?
Yeah, I did. You know, this week is our top horror movies.
It is. I know that. I know that part of the show.
So I went and I watched a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And one that definitely didn't make it, and surprisingly definitely does not hold up, is Piranha 3D.
That's not good to hear.
I know, because it's been on a couple of our lists so far.
Yeah, it is. And I think I've seen it more than once, but that was within the year that it came out, so I haven't seen it since.
The CGI doesn't hold up at all, and everything being played for, you know, that 3D gimmick doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's borderline a goddamn obnoxious movie. Like, the soundtrack is just fucking awful. It's got its fun parts here and there, but like, everybody in this movie's fucking hateable. I guess the British chick who gets eaten trying to cross on the rope, she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else is just like a fucking dildo or a piece of shit. So, I mean, this is the second Alexander Ajaja movie I recently rewatched and liked it a whole lot better 10 or so years ago, whenever the fuck they came out.
So a product of its time, huh?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this is definite. Oh, yeah, the 2000s. This right here.
I revisited one that I guess it's a product of the studio wanting to make more money. I thought, hey, I remember liking this movie. Let me watch it and see if it holds up, just like you did. Poltergeist 2. I remember it having some pretty cool shit. you know, the fucking tequila worm and the thing with the braces and the old man, you know, the scary looking old man. But no, this movie's just it's fucking dumb. It's just really stupid, and it's just there to capitalize on what went before, man. It's just, yeah, I was shaking my head through most of it. It's fucking dumb, man.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Yeah, you might get a kick out of it. It is definitely a shit-fest movie, I would say. But yeah, I remember liking it. But nah, it's not on my list. But neither is Poltergeist.
That's the one with the old smiling guy.
Yeah, old man. And but this time they've got a Native American to help them out and fight these ghosts and stuff.
You know who they should have called?
Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. But the women.
Right.
The new ones. Mm-hmm. Should probably work cheaper. Or the little kid ones whose movies weren't able to come out because of the coronavirus.
Well, before we proceed further, I guess we should say goodnight to Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
Did he go to sleep?
He's sleeping for good. Dirt nap. Hell of a singer. What I'll say about him.
Yeah, I was looking for his album really quick, but I couldn't find it. Yeah, he was, I knew he was a little before my time. I don't think there's been any great Kamala matches. It was just more the gimmick and the spectacle.
Yeah, that's all it was. But there was one that I remember where it was him v. Kabuki. And that was interesting because they were both just gimmick guys.
Sorry, I thought there was more after that.
It's nothing to it. I mean, they both did their thing. Kamala hit his stomach and Kabuki, like, spit that green shit at him.
The green mist.
Yeah, the mist. The Kabuki mist. Kabuki's in the mist.
What's that documentary called? I just did it. Cards Subject to Change. It's on Amazon Prime. It's pretty good, and Kamala's got a little segment on there.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Hey, I watched Space Invaders.
Oh, did you? The Blu-ray.
Yeah.
How'd you like it, Tom?
It's a whole bunch of who gives a fuck. Joe, what'd you watch?
I watched, did I talk about, what's this movie called? I've got it on my phone. Hostiles last week.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't. It's a Western. Supposed to be a pretty violent Western. It's not. It's just not good. It's boring.
Like most Westerns are.
Yeah, I don't know. Christian Bale is escorting West Duty or one of those guys to across the territory. And Christian Bale, he hates engines. And this West Duty, he was like one of the most vicious ones. And they've clashed before. But now they got to make peace. It sucks. Wait,
is this a recent movie?
Yeah, maybe 2 years ago.
Back when theaters were around, right?
Yeah, way back then.
Yeah, I think one of the Juicy Boys went and saw this and loved it.
Wow, it's not good. That Juicy Boys is wrong.
Yeah, I think so. And they, like, gotta survive together or something?
Yeah, because they're being attacked by other hostiles.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was just like, maybe he did talk about this before.
They kidnap and rape their women. And no, because I think I finished watching it after we stopped recording last week.
Gotcha. By any chance, are you taking the phone away from your mouth?
Should I have it in my mouth?
I would think so.
I think I stretched my arm out, you know, like to stretch.
Well, hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's So suck that phone. Mm-hmm. Fuck. I watched Behind the Candelabra again, but we'll talk about that whenever you watch it. It's great. Good stuff.
For your favorite horror?
No, that's an awful thing to say, though. It would definitely be in comedies.
Horror comedies?
No. Whimsical comedies.
Ah, okay. Fanciful.
Fantabulous.
Fancy Dan.
I can't wait for that episode when you watch this. I'm just going to talk in my Liberace voice the whole time. And say, why are you talking like Corey Feldman? No, that's my Liberace voice. It's the same thing.
It's your Space Invaders voice.
Oh, boy. That was just a Ninja Turtles ripoff. Oh, now we're getting feedback and echo. God damn it.
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Me neither.
Oh, okay. Feedback and echo.
Yep. Mm. Can't win them all, Joe.
Nope. I watched the third season of Goliath. And that's the Billy Bob Thornton show where he's a lawyer taking on big cases. And he's, you know, fighting for the little man, hence the title, Goliath. This season has to do with water rights. And the guy he's suing this time is Dennis Quaid. Yeah. And
is that Randy Quaid's brother?
It is. I think they had a band or something.
You know, he's hiding from the Star Whackers.
Yeah. It was good. It was different. It was structurally different than the past two seasons, and I think they were influenced by Twin Peaks because it had a lot of that shit going through it. But I dig it. I've liked all three seasons. I think this is a good character for Billy Bob Thornton there, one of your favorites.
Willie Wag Morton.
Yep. Willie Jag Jordan.
Drink some of this water.
Fire water.
Oh, yeah, that's crisp. Mm. Hey, remember when we were talking about that Hellboy whiskey?
I do remember that.
I bought a bottle and drank like four shots, and then I was puking the whole next morning, just every bit of stomach acid my stomach would produce as soon as it would there. I'd just blur and get it all out of there. And then when I was able to get my faculties about me, I went to the shop and poured that bottle out. Fuck that shit. 100%.
So do not recommend?
No, it tastes fine, like those little fireball candies.
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like. Oh boy, something was fucked.
Do you like those fireball candies?
No, not really, and I don't really like whiskey either. But you know, four shots shouldn't make you feel deathly ill and me still feel kind of hungover today from 2 days ago.
Yeah. Well, usually the gimmick beers taste like shit, so I imagine like the whiskeys are even fucking worse.
Yeah, no, I mean, it tastes fine. It was just fucking hobo shit. Yeah, it stomach acid and foam just puking for hours. Like, oh, I think I feel better now. 5 minutes later, fuck you.
So when I heard of that stuff, I thought, who the fuck's gonna buy that? Tom.
Mm-hmm. Just to try it, you know.
Yeah. Well, if they ever do a Ninja Turtles one, I mean, it'll be like a green flavor or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know if I will.
Not after that.
Like, I've been trying to not drink rum for a while, and that was just kind of like, oh, all right. You know, Corey said he wanted to come by and hang out, and we haven't done that since, oh, I don't know, before the coronavirus. So he said he was at the liquor store. Fuck it. Pick me up this bottle. Terrible mistake.
So you were so mad at it, you didn't even offer to give it away to anybody, huh?
No, they, you know, they, everyone was pretty smart and they didn't take any. I think they just did a little sip, you know, to try. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, that's what you think it would taste like. God damn it. Still got the bottle, though.
You going to fill it up with red Kool-Aid?
No, I'm just going to stick it up there as a reminder not to be a fucking jackass so often. You know, you need those little things around just to remind you.
I'll know to get you another bottle for Christmas. Oh, wait a minute. There's no Christmas this year.
Rest in Christmas, everybody. Mm-hmm. At least Halloween will be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else did you watch, Tom?
Hey, speaking of the Ninja Turtles, I watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of Their Shells tour. This was like, I guess, the first stop on their Ninja Turtles rock and roll stage show, and they aired it live on pay-per-view. This is pretty much like ballet for little children, I guess, but it's like Ninja Turtles kind of singing songs about, I don't know, man, it's borderline like preachy. Like there's a Bible man undertone or something. I don't know, but then it's weird. And fucking what's his nuts? Some gay man who's playing Shredder comes and says, I'm going to stop you, the turtles. I hate music, so I made this machine to take all the music away. And then he starts rapping about the fucking machine.
That sounds fucking great.
No, this is probably one of the worst Ninja Turtles things I've ever fucking seen. And I didn't even know fucking what the fuck this shit was. I just, people were going ape shit about these fucking stupid Ninja Turtle figures where they were like in these rock and roll get-ups. So I was like, all right, I found a fucking box. I flipped them and bought a nice little custom figure. I'll be posting when I get it and we'll all have a good laugh. But anyways, yeah. So I was looking up information about this fucking thing and it didn't hit me till somebody said it. But are you able to look up like pictures or anything right now? Don't worry about it, Joe. They didn't have any fucking shells. That's kind of weird, right? For turtles not to have fucking shells.
Yeah.
Didn't even fucking notice it until somebody pointed it out because they were wearing like horror convention vests. So it's just, oh, you know, the vest is just covering up the but it's just a shitty little jean vest.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I guess why it's called the Out of Their Shells tour?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, at that point, are they even turtles?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you qualify to be a turtle if you don't have a shell of some kind. A lizard, right?
I wouldn't call him a turtle.
Yeah, a salamander or some shit. That's... But people are going crazy for these figures, like it's a hot item amongst the turtles.
Yeah, because San Diego Comic-Con was canceled, so like NECA's distributing their collectors, whatever products they put out just for that show. They're sending them like a couple pieces to stores and shit. So it's just one of those limited edition things. They're fucking stupid.
Did turtle fans have a name?
I thought you were going to say more again. God damn this fucking... Oh, fuck. Do they have a name? Yes, But unfortunately, in this politically correct time, we're no longer able to call him that. So okay. I'm just going to say, hey, Joe, forget about it.
I watched nothing else, but I was at a virtual convention this weekend. And I don't know. The site did pretty well. I don't know. A lot of it was from the convention shirt that people were buying online through the site. It went well in that, like, this isn't the kind of event anyway that people go and, like, just, you know, going to meet celebrities and shit. I mean, it's a lot of, like, panels and readings and stuff like that. So doing it virtually, although it wasn't as cool, it seemed to run fairly well, fairly seamlessly. And this last night, a lot of us just, like, got together. Not a lot of us, but got together afterwards and just did, a Zoom call thing and just drank and talked, like, so it was cool. It was fun. I didn't really care for the way the vendor thing was set up because we didn't have it wasn't like a video thing. I thought, you know, me and Lisa could do like the home shopping network and like turn it into a big show or whatever.
Tried to do that.
Yeah, but it was just like a chat room. So, but people would pop in there every once in a while and ask me questions about this or that and then place an order. So, it was it's a sign of the times, Tom.
I popped in there for a second.
You got to do what you got to do, I guess. You pop in for the gross out contest?
No, for your live stream.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. But Lisa got it all figured out afterwards. After we were done. So, yeah, I was going to do that again the next day. But once I started drinking and doing the Zoom thing, I was like, nah, I'd rather do this.
Did you ever give that metal piece away? Because a couple people got the question right.
No, for the metal piece, that's for anybody that placed an order this weekend. And there's still like 30 minutes for people to place orders.
Oh, all right. I thought that was for the psycho question.
No, that was, I forgot what book that was.
I hope you send it out, because a couple people got it.
Yeah, no, we wrote down everybody that answered, and everybody was, hey, I can't hear you. Well, the fucking people that answered the questions could hear, so fuck the rest of you.
I had to turn it, like, I had my phone, I had to turn it all the way up and put it to my ear, and then I could still barely hear you, and there was, like, an XLR cable type hum.
Remember how people used to use phones like that? Like, put it up to their ear?
I do.
Yeah.
But I still couldn't even hear it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we had fun. Fuck it.
Well, how did the sale go? Because I know you love gimmick marketing.
The sale went really well. There's still people buying shit now.
Great. You should say smashingly, old chum.
I'd say it was... I can't think of an old-timey reference right now. I'm tired, Tom. Tired. Just drink. A lot of drink.
Think we all are, Joe. Mm-hmm. I think we all are. I can't wait till this world's over.
Soon, man. Soon.
You know who Jim Warnarski is?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
I've never met him. Did he do the Busty Cops movies?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good series of movies. He's done some shit I like, but yeah, I don't know anything about him on a personal level.
I watched a documentary called Papa Topulus. Get it?
No.
Papa Top?
Again?
No, like, pull your tits out, because that's all we got you here for.
Okay, okay.
And it's about him making, what the fuck was the name of this? Maybe the Bear Wench Project?
The Bear Wench Project. Yeah, there's like three or four of those.
No, it wasn't that. That was just something they showed. The Witches of Brestwick?
Yeah. Yeah. Those suck.
Well, that's because it was shot in 3 days with like a 7-person crew, and that's including the actors and actresses. If I didn't stop making movies, this documentary would make me stop making movies. It's just sad. He's just making this shitty fucking titty movie for Skinemax because that's all he's got.
Yeah, and he sold a lot of shit to Cinemax, but it was shit. It was like they're not even entertaining at all. You know, I don't know, man. They're just not good. Not good. The Busty Cops ones are. Those are funny.
This our buddy Julie K. Smith was in this, and after this movie, she retired from acting.
Oh, but Julie K. Smith is great, man. That's a shame.
Yep.
In fact, I'll probably get the Dallas Connection and Day of the Warrior on Blu-ray and get rid of this set.
You might want to get a Return to Savage Beach, too. But that's next week, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for this to be over. Let's just get into it, Joe. Savage Beach, eh?
Savage Beach. I'm trying to remember which one this is like, or which one it has almost the exact same plot. Maybe the one where the guy steals the fucking codes or something. I don't know. It's that same thing. I mean, they're infiltrating a military base, and you know it's a military base because there's a cardboard sign on the door that says military base.
It's like, lit well, though.
When they drive around in their military cars, there's a little sticker on the side of the car that says U.S. military. So you know, you fucking know. If they're in the command center, there's a cardboard sign that says command center. So it's legit, man. It's really good in that regard, in that, like, wow, this has some authenticity to it. This is the movie with the scene that Howard Wexler was telling us about, the creativity on it, on making that rainstorm when they're going to get onto the plane.
Yeah, Joe, I don't remember anything about this. Was when, like, the day before we were going to interview him, I watched like 3 or 4 of these. And I just remember this one sucks, and maybe they fought ninjas on the beach.
Mm-hmm. It's not good. It's like the rest. Differences in this one is Terry Weigel is
bless
in
you.
It, and like all the other girls that Sidaris got, she was a playmate.
Oh, you don't say.
And she's one of the few at that time that did both. Penthouse, Playboy and Penthouse. And then she went off and did porn after that.
She got more classy jobs. I see. Good for her.
Stripped of her playmate status because you can't be a playmate and have done porn.
Why? I can't have a better job?
I don't know what Howard... What's that guy's name?
Hughes.
Yeah. I don't know what his rationale is for any of that. But then she did a stint at the Bunny Ranch for a few years, too, so I don't know.
Well, hey, if you like fucking old whores.
Yeah. this is not a good one. It's not one I recommend.
But next week is. This chick's hooters are so big, they're literally about to explode.
And do they? Are they part of the secret weapons that they give the girls at the beginning of the movie?
They were shockingly gigantic, Joe. You'll see. You'll see. I mean, you've seen them in Day of the Warrior, since that's a sequel. Return to Savage Beach is a sequel to Day of the Warrior. But, Jesus Christ. At times, it just looks silly.
Well, yeah, I look forward to watching that one then.
No, it's good.
All right, cool.
It's, I mean, I don't want to say, hey, spoiler alert, but top three, Day of the Warrior, Return to Savage Beach, The Dallas Connection. The rest, it's whatever. If you got to pick one, then I guess the internet got it right, and it would be Hard Ticket to Hawaii. But that's just because that's like the most, I don't know. It had the most money, and I guess I can't think of the word right now.
Oh, that one doesn't have Julie K. Smith. The three you just named, those are the three.
But they are.
Of course, I haven't seen Return to Savage Beach yet.
You'll love it. Oh, shit. Your boy, Roddy, he gives his best performance yet, that goddamn chameleon.
Goddamn, he can do anything. You know what? I think I'll slick my hair back for this one. I'll have a little mustache this time.
Just wait, Joe. Just wait. It is definitely a fantastic way to end his run on this pile of fucking shit.
Yeah. He was Andy Sidaris' Shia LaBeouf, for sure.
Rest in peace, Shy. Hey, Joe, you ever graduate high school?
No, I didn't, Tom. I wonder what that's like.
Sorry.
You know, and I sure didn't fucking graduate with honors and get a fucking scholarship to New York College or whatever it
Empire
is.
Empire State.
Empire State University, yeah. I didn't get a football scholarship.
Yeah, I don't get when the internet always brings up, Spider-Man, you should be in high school. He should know, that's the best Spider-Man when he's in, it was only 28 issues.
28 issues, yeah, he graduated, he's already out of high school. Yeah, I don't know, the internet's stupid, because the internet doesn't know, they don't do their research like we do, Tom.
No, they don't. And now we know.
They're a bunch of slippery-ass molten men is what they are.
I thought you were going to say fucking Puerto Ricans, but Steve Ditko doesn't like to draw minorities.
No, he doesn't.
Fucking racist.
Yeah, this issue introduced us to possibly the lamest fucking Spider-Man villain, the Molten Man. Peter Parker still doesn't have his costume, so he's going to go get it from
Ben Cooper.
Inventor, Smythe, that did that robot that Spider-Man fought. But he's doing some scheme with what's this guy's name? What's the Molten Man's name?
Was it Ragna or something fucking stupid?
Sure, yeah. And he spills his chemical on him, and he turns into a fucking guy made of gold.
Mark Ragnar or something. I mean, it's really fucking Mark Allen. I don't know why they didn't say it's Liz Allen's brother in this fucking one, but it's Liz Allen's brother. That's why she was all fucked up.
They fucked up Liz's last name in a panel on this one, too. They called her something else. Hey, look, there's Liz Stevens or some shit like that. Yeah, these guys didn't give a fuck, obviously. So he ends up becoming, or he was Liz Allen's brother all along?
Yeah, I mean, it's Liz Allen's brother. I think it's stepbrother in the comics. In Spectacular Spider-Man, it's her brother, but I think in the comics it's her stepbrother.
I honestly haven't read a lot of stories with the Molten Man.
Shocking.
Because I'll fucking skip that. Let's see him on the covers. Fuck that.
He's in the MCU, you know.
Yeah.
He's in the second Spider-Man movie. You can get a Build-A-Figure of him if you want. You got to buy all the figures, though.
Did he fight Thanos?
No. This was after. This was the movie after the big Thanos fight. Now the new baddie's the Molten Man. You know, after Thanos.
The Molten Man. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next? Is it 29 or is it the annual?
It's the anal. Anal number two.
Anal number two.
But then after that, we got the return of the Scorpion. Hopefully they fixed his fucking mask. Probably not, though.
Yeah, so in the anal, I don't remember it too well, but I think Doctor Strange comes out and sticks the Wand of Watum up Spider-Man's ass.
Yeah, I think it's Doctor Strange and Daredevil, but I could be wrong.
Daredevil, we've seen him before.
Hey, we'll find out next week, though, right?
We will.
This week, we got another list.
We do.
What's this week's list, Joe?
This week's list is our top horror.
Just horrors of the world. Horrors. Number one, the Holocaust. Why wasn't it slavery, you racist fuck?
That's true. That's true. Because
it was a runner-up. What?
Honorable mention. Were we supposed to do honorable mentions for this?
Yeah.
Good, because I did.
Good. All right. Top horror movies. Here are the honorable mentions.
These are movies that could have made the list, but for some fucking reason they didn't.
If we were doing the top 20, these would probably be on them.
More than likely, yes. I've got Carnival of Souls. Yeah, baby. I like this movie.
Is that the black and white one?
Yes, it is. It's one of those, like, oh, you were dead all along type movies. But I still like this one. I think this is might have been the first one to use that, what has become a trope now, a horror movie trope.
Oh, what?
What? I'm going to start a YouTube page. Horror movie tropes, you know, have a little theme song and shit.
Oh, hi! You caught me playing with my wiener!
Wear some Hawaiian shirts?
No, they're bowlers! Mm.
Bowlers. I thought bowlers was a little round hat.
Those are derbies!
Derbies. I thought the derby... Well, no. Next on my list of honorable mentions is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Good fucking movie, and it holds up really, really well after all these years, unlike Poltergeist 2. Next on my list is The Ring. The American remake. I think it was just more... It was more stylish and cleaner than the original. I like the original a lot, but it has some shit that's kind of goofy, kind of like you can tell their budget limitation on it.
Because it was made for yen.
Right. Rice.
See.
Next, I've got Frailty, which I believe was directed by Bill Paxton. And, it's a good flick, you know, a good, I don't know what genre you would throw that on, but...
It's not a good flick, Joe.
I've seen it, four or five times. I like it a lot.
It's a pretty great one.
It is. Next, I have Reanimator. This was one I was hoping to rewatch, and that's probably why it's not on my list, because I have a feeling that maybe I won't like it as much now as I did then, but still, it's on my honorable mention list.
I mean, after you've seen H.P. Lovecraft's Underwater, how could any other adaptation beat it?
I haven't seen H.P. Lovecraft's Underwater.
No, you always go on about that one.
Yeah, I do. It's probably going to be on my top, two movies list?
It was only one that, and Hansel and Gretel were the only ones that came out in theaters.
Top of the year.
Great.
Top of the pops.
What else you got, Pop?
That's it. That's five.
Oh, well, fuck me. All right. I have Attack the Block. Remember the one about those little British kids?
You do? Yeah, yeah, I remember that one. I remember,
and the monsters.
Like, I've seen an ornament. They got, like, blue teeth or something.
They do, blue teats.
Yeah.
Remember Night of the Creeps? I used to love that one. Now it's just an honorable mention.
That's right. It would have been, had we done this a couple of years back, I think it would have been on your top 10, right?
It would have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Dead Alive. You know, the one with the baby.
We'll get to that.
Okay. And then we have Creepshow. I really like the first story. I think Stephen King's funny to laugh at, but his shit sucks. The Crate Beast is pretty good. And the Drowning one, and definitely the Cockroach one, really doesn't do it for me. But it is a classic and has its moments, and that first one's really great. And then I have Phantasm, the first one.
And that's another one that I'm surprised is not on your top 10.
It was a hard list, Joe.
Yeah, yeah it is.
It was a hard, throbbing list.
It was so hard that I had to break it up into categories for myself. And I had to say, well, hey, what's my favorite of this subgenre of horror? So I did my list that way. And at number 10. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't yell, Summer of Sidaris!
All right. Let's re-record this.
Yeah, we're going to stop. Yeah. So at number 10.
Oh, wait. Can I do something else, too?
Yeah, do it.
Just listening to these audio commentaries and, like, the special features interview they do with Andy Sidaris on these Blu-rays. Mm-hmm. Man, he's just a fucking fast-talking bullshit artist, dude. That's why fucking Howard brought up fucking Lloyd Kaufman and Charles Band. It's all the same shit. They just make a different kind of movies, but they're just bullshit artists. Oh, yeah, it's fabulous. Fabulous, baby. Good stuff. I love you. I love you. Okay.
Bullshit artist.
Yeah, 100%. Number 10.
Number 10. Okay, and these are...
Number 10.
Like I said, this would be my horror comedy. It is definitely my favorite horror comedy. It's one you've already talked about a little bit, Dead Alive. Aside from the opening, what is it, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, this movie's fucking gold. And it's just, you know, a big fucking slaughterhouse of fun and blood.
You're not a fan of them on Skull Island kidnapping rat monkeys?
No. You know, the whole romance thing that they're building up in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that vest he was wearing in person. It looks like it should have been on a baby. That thing was so small. He actually came to the States for a mask fest. That was cool, and he gave me a free autograph. Oh, and for that, I will always say he's a good guy, even though I don't know his fucking name.
Yeah, nobody does.
But he's got one of those fucking baby heads somewhere.
Hmm.
He said, thank you for bringing my baby back, and then he sucked my cock.
And then did he sing the baby back rib song?
No, he didn't suck my cock either. That was a joke. I don't know if they have lawyers over there or not. But I know they don't have the coronavirus anymore. Fucking New Zealanders.
They're all at fucking home anyway. You know, all the time.
Hey, Joe, number 10?
Yes.
Halloween.
Halloween.
3, Season of the Witch.
I was about to say, I don't think a Halloween has ever made any of your lists. Aside from that one.
But Halloween 3 did. It was fighting that out with fucking Phantasm.
You know what? That's also a great technology movie.
It is. It is, and a robot movie.
A great robot movie, for sure.
And a great movie about American manufacturing.
That's right. Blue collar, baby.
I think this one, I like the idea of it more than I like the actual movie. But I mean, that's a lot of horror movies where the ideas are really good, but they're not the best. But they still hold a place somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, like with most horror movies, if you really take the time to stop and dissect the plots, of course all that shit's going to fall apart. And it's going to be, well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. But, yeah, like a lot of the shit we like doesn't make any sense.
A summer! Oh, we don't like that. Never mind. 3 out of 12 ain't bad. And that's surprisingly weird that it's the same 3 that we both like. That never happens.
No, that's unheard of.
I guess because it's the last 3. They had all that experience. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it's like, fuck it, we're just doing whatever.
Well, he didn't even direct those, did he?
Not Day of the Warrior. Not Dallas Connection either. Right. Savage Beach he did, though.
Okay.
Or Return to Savage Beach.
Lethal.
Yeah, man. Your sperm's better than you, homo. Sorry, I shouldn't call him sperm.
Lethal Ladies Return to Savage Beach.
Yeah, whatever. They put that in like half the movies, and it should be on every one. They're drunk. Fuck a Mill Creek, too. Pieces of shit. Go get fucked, all of you. Number nine.
So here I went to anthologies, and it's Creepshow. You know, it's got a great opening and framing sequence. That first story is pretty great. Stephen King is funny as hell. You got a lot of roaches. If you're scared of roaches, it's going to creep you out.
Like, does that one do anything for you?
The old man cracks me up, and the maintenance guy, he cracks me up, too. And the crate monster. You know, this one actually could have fell into the horror comedy thing that I had, but I mean, when I think of anthologies, Creepshow is always the first one that comes to mind.
Well, it's not the theater one with Mickey Rourke.
No. Yeah, fuck that movie.
Well, that's a shame.
Put on a shirt, Mickey Rourke. Go to fastcustomshirts.com and get one there.
Mm.
Number 9.
Where are we at? Number 9? Huh? Oi, bloody hell, mate. It's the Dog Soldiers. You know the British Wolf movie now?
I do.
It's pretty good.
You love werewolf movies.
No, but I really like Dog Soldiers enough for it to be number 9. You know, I rewatched the Scream Factory release, and boy, does that transfer suck a fucking dick. I really thought it was going to hurt it. But no. I mean, I got this shitty looking Blu-ray that's supposed to be the best one out there. And I can still watch this movie and say it's fucking awesome. Dog Soldiers, number 9.
At number 8, I went with, let's see, my favorite Universal Monsters movie. Yeah, these movies are, I mean, they're fucking influential on everything. And even though Frankenstein is my favorite of those monsters, and like Creature from the Black Lagoon looks cool as fuck, those are not really great movies. But I think The Mummy is my favorite one altogether, you know.
I got some good news for you, Joe.
To you. Yeah.
See you in September.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I like this movie. It's real slow, but it's good. It's probably the best all-around flick that Universal did of all those monster movies. The Wolfman's a close second, but didn't make the list.
Because of that fancy cane?
Right. That fucking cane, man.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, I have Day of the Dead. Not Contagion, but the first one.
Was this that cartoon?
Mm-mm, no. That was Coco. But yes, Day of the Dead. I think, well, obviously, I'm not going to have any other George Romero movies on here. So for my money, that's the best one. And it's got a lot of good gore shit in there. It's got a lot of funny lines. And it's got a lot of heart. It's a heartwarming movie, Joe.
That's one I need to rewatch. I haven't seen that in years and years. And I remember liking it, but I like Night of the Living Dead a whole lot. I'm not as big a fan of Dawn of the Dead, the one in the mall. It's just too much stupid shit in that one for me.
I like it. It's not the best. I'm pretty sure it definitely doesn't hold up like the first time I saw it. But I would say it'd be okay. But Day of the Dead, for me, that's definitely where it's at. But that's the gore movie, too, so.
Yeah.
Number seven.
And this I put as my favorite ghost movie. Movie with a ghost in it. It's not Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, but it is The Devil's Backbone with our boy Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, I've talked about this one several times in our previous lists or whatever, and it's fucking good, man. It's good. It's Criterion good.
It's in Spanish, though, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, speak English or get the fuck out. That's what I say.
I don't think they were here.
Oh. Well, don't I look silly?
You do.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think I've seen this years and years and years ago. This is a war movie?
It takes place during, I guess, the Spanish Civil War.
It has a little kid?
Yeah, it's got a little kid.
Yeah, I seen this a while ago. Man, I just like his Hellboy movies. Pan's Labyrinth's okay.
Well, you know, so I've been reading that BPRD collection, and it does make me want to go back and just watch that opening sequence from the first Hellboy with his origin.
Oh, the one with the new one, though, is good with Lobster Johnson.
Yeah, Lobster Johnson was all the way in that.
In the third one or whatever. The most recent one?
Yeah.
It was good stuff, hot stuff. He was the Sandman, you know.
Yeah.
Number 7?
Yes.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Hey, that's a good one.
Part 2.
The comedy. The horror comedy.
Yes. If we did, again, if we did this one a couple years ago, this would probably be in the top 3. I still like it. The characters are crazy as shit. Jim Sydow's fucking awesome. All the set decoration, what they did with their underground house shit and all the bones and garbage. Everything looks really good. It's just, as you get older, sometimes it's just a little too childish, maybe. Or maybe just a little too much. I don't know. Chop Top isn't as cool, I guess, of a character as I thought in high school. I don't know if that's the right word, but like a funny, you know, a standout character, I guess. Maybe just because you see him riding that for 20 years or whatever. I don't know. But still, Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. It made the top 10, and I'm thankful for that. Number 6.
Number 6, and I had this listed as like one of the most, I guess, recent things on my list, or what would I call it, of the past decade, and that's The Witch. We've talked about this film before. I really, really liked it. This is one of the ones that I bought as soon as it came out on Blu-ray, and I don't do that. I don't do that for a whole lot of movies anymore, but this one I had to rewatch it again, Tom.
How was it?
It was good. It held up.
Nice.
Number six, Tom.
Number 6, I have the classic. This is probably one of the first horror movies I saw that stuck with me. And, you know, once you hear it, I can't remember how old I was, but I saw it on HBO whenever they were first playing it. And, you know, I had to be pretty young. But number 6, we're going with the classic, Tales from the Hood.
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
That's my favorite anthology, Joe.
And it spawned a good sequel.
No.
Yep, and even the third part was good.
And they're making an actual Tales from the Hood Part 3. Did you see that?
Yes, they did.
Ah, Christ. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we will. We'll both watch that one, you know.
No, we will. At least you know why I hate them so much now, because it's actually in my top 10 favorite movies. Horror movies, but fuck them hoes. Number 5.
At number 5, I had like my occult themed movies, and it is Rosemary's Baby. Been on several of my lists. It's just a well made film. It's fucking good.
I have not seen it.
It's definitely not for you.
Well, number 5 is another one from my childhood. It's not the best movie, but I like it, and I watch it every year, and that is Jack Frost.
That's, again, in the horror comedy genre. Yeah, it's a good flick. It's fun. I like that one and the second one.
The second one's good. The first one's great. Number 4.
I went with my science fiction thing, like horror in space. And it's the obvious one is Alien. I think it's still a very powerful monster movie in space. It's fucking good. I like it.
I'm glad a lot of people do. My number 4, you know, I don't like werewolves that much, Joe. And I definitely don't like vampires. However, Dusk Till Dawn, number 4.
The vampire movie.
It is, unfortunately.
With werewolves.
No, kind of, yeah. Bat creatures, let's call them.
Okay, we'll call them that if you want.
Werebits. And now we're getting into the top 3, Joe.
Top 3. Those are the big times. Big times. So, of course, you guys have heard us say these over and over again. Or have you? My number 3, I went with the psychological horror. And I've got Session 9. At number 3. Another movie I've seen several times. I think it's just fucking fantastic. And this guy has never directed anything close. I can't even remember his name right now. But, you know, I got real excited whenever he'd have a new movie come out. And it's like, Every one of them, they've just been, I guess it's a passable movie. But, yeah, nothing like Session 9.
Well, that's good, Joe, because my number three, I don't get excited for this guy's movies anymore. And he's from the land that they don't have Corona anymore, too, so fuck him. My number three, Bad Taste, the Peter Jackson classic. Again, another horror comedy, eh?
Wouldn't you say it's a science fiction comedy?
No. If you were to go into the video rental store, this would be in the horror section.
So it's been miscategorized, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't.
All right. Good movie. It is.
Number two.
Okay, with number two, I went for slashers. You know, that's always big on everybody's list. You know, and but I've got Just Before Dawn, which you don't hear a lot of slasher people talking about. This is just, again, it's not what I expected from a slasher flick. You know, one of those slasher in the woods things. It's good. It's not just stupid shit.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
It's good. It's not just stupid shit.
All right, well, most of slashers are just stupid shit. You know, it's just like your typical, you got some tits, and then the fucking slasher is going to come out and kill them. And it's either like a mystery, and there's a fucking reveal at the end, or not. This one does, you know, it's just like, oh shit, there's twins. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, they're twins.
Oh no, like Basket Case.
There's two of these motherfuckers.
That's your number two.
Yeah, it is.
Well, my number two will come as no surprise. And I'm sure it'll be your number one. And that is Brain Damage, the Frank Henenlotter classic. Again, a horror comedy.
I would put it more along the lines of science fiction.
I bet you would. Because of his old light bulb head.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish it had a better ending. All you needed were a couple little Elmer monsters popping out of his head, not just a stupid fucking maglite head. But you can't win them all, Joe. Let's hope your number one's good.
My number one has been on my number one many times before, and it is The Thing. Should have been pretty obvious by now if you're a regular listener to the show. This is for me. It's perfection. It's another horror movie out there.
Perfection.
You could put it in the realm of science fiction.
No, definitely, it's an alien movie. You fuck.
It would top snow? That. Well, number one, Tom. Unless you've already forgotten.
No, I know what it is. And I'm sure everybody who listened to other lists know or don't. Whatever. Planet Terror. Because, you know, we're all going through Planet Terror right now. And just hits a little close to home, doesn't it, Joe?
It's rough, man. It's rough out there.
God, sorry. Planet Terror. It's a Mexican movie. I always
forget. There you go. I was waiting on that.
Yeah, my bad, dog.
It's like, oh,
Planet Terror. Awesome. Good stuff and a great soundtrack. That's one of the few movie soundtracks I'll listen to straight through. So, Joe, next week. You ready?
We're ready for Return to Savage Beach.
And our top 10 movies from 1997.
97. Let me write that down.
Me too.
Top 10 movies of 97. All right.
All right. Let me pull that number out of my ass.
Yeah, good. I couldn't think of anything.
So, everybody, I hope you enjoyed our shitty list this week and our even shittier list next week. You got anything to say, Joe?
If you want to, go over to fastcustomshirts.com, order some shirts. The sale is already over. You missed it. But hey, My prices are more than reasonable. Go order some shit.
DWNProductions.net. Luckily, I'm still pretty busy. When everything comes crashing down and I need you to go to the website, I really hope you will.
Hey,
we really and truly do. We all do. We all do. God damn it. Boy, God.